for joining Meditation for Mom. So sorry for the little bit of a late start there. I had a little issue with getting in tune. And anyway, I'm here and thankful to have this time and space with each of you. I'm getting used to producing the show on my own, and as Johnny takes a little leave of absence. So all new to me. I'm in the becoming of my technical genius. So as you all know, I'm Marie Georgopoulos, and I'm owner and creator of HeartTransformations.com. And we have a wonderful show today for you. It's called Discovering Your Life Purpose, and that's going to be the focus of our meditation today. And I call myself, of course, an intuitive counselor. I'm a healer. I'm a spiritual mentor and a teacher. And I've been on this path of healing in my journey for some time now, since my mid-30s, because of some chronic illnesses that I had, of sinusitis and asthma, and all of this stemmed from emotional baggage that I had coming from a dysfunctional family where there was sexual abuse, there was also alcoholism, and there was physical abuse as well at times too. And so for me, I kind of grew up in a family where we were all escaping reality through various means. And so that played heavily on my heart. And I knew something was off as a child. I really knew that something had to change. And I'd always been interested in things that were extraterrestrial, you know, science fiction, and things that were, you know, just fantastic. And, of course, psychism as well, palmistry and intuition and the Ouija board and all those kinds of things as a child. It wasn't my passion until later in life as it is now. My real passion right now is to write about spirituality and to speak about it and to be in the healing arts and in metaphysics and in the mind, body, and spirit connection. And that's why I'm here with you all today. So thankful to be sharing this journey with moms, as I'm a mom myself, and I know how difficult going through life can be when you're not tuned in to your intrinsic value, your intrinsic wealth, your purpose, and your passion, when you don't feel fulfilled yourself, when you have needs that haven't been fulfilled even as a child, and you carry that over into your adulthood and you kind of deflect that pain. And now you're a mother and you have this wonderful child, maybe several children, but you know what it's like when you have that beautiful child in your arms and there's this sweet surrender and you see this soul come into this land, into this earth plane, and you're holding and you feel such unconditional love. And it births something inside of you. It sometimes even releases things inside of you. And you know that you want to become a better person. You want to be a better, you know, person, better mother. And you want to be able to give back to your children. All those things maybe that you didn't have. And the thing is that we can't do that unless we really reclaim our own authentic self and we come back to a space of loving ourselves as we are each and every day, loving ourselves unconditionally. Then we can be the mirror for that growth in others. So this is a journey for moms into transformation of oneself, in really embracing your own power, your own purpose, your own passion, your own understanding of who you truly are. Not just as a woman in a role of mother or teacher or whatever the roles are that you've chosen for this life, but as a woman of well-being, as a woman of God or Goddess or whatever you choose to call it, incarnate, who has intrinsic self-worth, who has the ability to even transcend time and space, who has the ability to heal herself. I always like to talk about the mission of this show because I feel that it builds resonance and it helps to build the space for moms to not only heal but to awaken to their higher consciousness. And so the mission and purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to a state of well-being, like I've said, by tapping into the fertile resources of their spirit. We find that in our heart. It truly is meant to be a return to the understanding of the depth of who you are. Like I said, beyond those roles and into the essence of that infinite love and divine intelligence that courses through your veins every single day. So the world mission that I hold is a world really filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, to their spirits, to their clear knowing, who give and receive in equanimity that has this sort of ripple effect or a wave effect into the heart of the home, into the heart of community, into the heart of the world. And when we are more aware of our own self as spirit, as divine, and we share this space of love and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. I've seen this in my own world. I know this to be my truth. And I know it to be my truth with every fiber of my being, and I share it with you today. I've seen the gentle unfolding of my life. I've seen quantum leaps, even leaps in my behavior from doing clearing work and meditation and getting into that body, mind, and spirit connection. So I only told you a little bit about my story today and my background and where I've come from as a healer and so forth. But if you want to know more about this, please go to my website, hearttransformations.com. There's about pages there and why I formulated my company and what my company is all about. You can learn more about me there. You can also go back and listen to the other shows that started on April 7th and download those podcasts. And you can do that through From My Mama's Kitchen. There's also a link on my website that will lead you back to From My Mama's Kitchen to get those downloads. You can also email me personally at marieg@hearttransformations.com, and I'm happy to share more with you about myself or guide you in how I can assist you in your journey. There's also a great Facebook group called From My Mama's Kitchen. It's called Meditation for Moms, and you can join that at any time, and once I receive your request to join, I will go ahead and approve that, and you'll be part of the group. You can post your comments there about meditations, your questions, and I'm on there from time to time listening to the people who are posting and making comments and offering guidance if you request that. So feel free to use any of those avenues to connect with me. I'm open to learning more about each of you, and of course, discovering who my public is most important to me. Now, I want to state, and I state this in every show, that these shows are really designed to build upon one another and move you through a transformational meditation journey, as well as discussing, of course, the benefits of meditation and some of the struggles of how we overcome them, and how to breathe effectively, you know, in and out through your nose. We actually have in October coming up a pranayama expert that's going to be on our show to really learn how to breathe effectively And breath is life. Breath is your spirit. You know, when the breath leaves the body, the spirit leaves the body. And so as we breathe deeply, we actually activate our chi or our ki, and that is the energy that basically runs the entire system and all of those subtle bodies that extend beyond our physical body as well. So for us, when we go into meditation and we breathe and we quiet our minds, it is a time for us to really connect into the rhythm of our light, the rhythm of our chi, the rhythm of our divineness. And so each one of these shows will build upon the next, and that is the way meditation actually works too. As you show up and you're more consistent in the meditations, you can actually build upon your resonance. And you can connect to the rhythm and the inner wisdom of your soul. And most of you will begin to experience over time, maybe even in as little as a couple of weeks, and it may take longer, but you'll begin to experience this sort of lightness in your body, or some people feel it like a numbness in your body. Or you may feel tingling in parts of your body. Some people get these little itchies or pricklies that happen, and that's just releasing energy. And you just breathe deeply and keep allowing. Eventually, what will happen as you intend in your meditation to connect with your spirit or to blend with your higher consciousness, however you choose to word it, as you intend this, it happens. It begins to happen. Your spirit begins to do this. And eventually you'll see a sign of the connection, of an opening of the passageway to your higher aspect of self. And that might be a gentle moving of your hand, or some people will feel a movement of their body, or they might feel their kundalini rise, the energy rising up within them. You might feel release. As I first started to meditate, I started to feel release. Release in my body. Sometimes there were just pops of energy. Or there was grief that came out of me. Or I had rage that would come up too sometimes. And those things were all a natural part of my asking for healing in my meditations. And those releases were things that I needed. I needed to feel. I needed to let go. I needed to move on from those wounds that were buried inside of me. But everybody is different. And everybody has a differencing of opinion on meditation. Their experience is different. Most of my meditations have been a journey through guided meditations and through listening to my inner self and diving deep into my cave and my subconscious and doing healing work on myself. I've also had pranayama meditations, and I've experienced a whole journey into the different types of meditation. I've actually written a little guide called The Art of Transformational Meditation, which you can find on my website on the radio page. And for a $10 contribution, which I donate most of that to charities, you can download this. And if you don't have the $10, it's okay. You can still download it. I want it to be accessible for those who are wanting to find out more about transformational meditation and how to intentfully meditate so that you can really begin to focus the power of your meditation, and your whole self, your higher self, your inner wisdom, your soul, can then attend to those needs and those desires that you want. So again, you can find that on my website, hearttransformations.com, under the radio page. I want to remind each of you, too, today, that I'm opening the line to anybody who wants inspiration and guidance, intuitive guidance, around their purpose today. We're going to be doing a meditation on life purpose after I discuss a little bit about life purpose. And if you want to dial in, you can dial in at 347-327-9995 and dial a 1 to get into the message queue. If you don't dial the 1, then I won't know that you have a question. So you can do that now and be prepared for after the meditation to be a caller, or you can wait until after the meditation portion. I look forward every time I'm on the show to speaking with you individually, even online or on the Facebook page as well. So if you're not the type of person to get online, then please feel free to contact me on the Facebook page and in the group. Or, of course, by contacting me via email at marieg@hearttransformations.com. Now, I wanted to take a little bit of time today before we went into meditation to talk about life purpose and what it means. And there's a lot of information out there floating around about life purpose, and for me, I like to go to Webster's Dictionary when I'm kind of, you know, playing in my mind what things mean to me, and especially words. And in Webster's, of course, purpose is defined as an end to be attained or intention. So simply put, our life purpose equals our life intentions. Now, I believe our intentions are stimulated by our heart's desires, which we are born with. They're intrinsic within us. And actually, that root word of desire, that Sanskrit word for desire, actually means the Father, or the spiritual force within. When we are not following our heart's desires, we usually feel lost and directionless. Many times our passions will drive our life purpose along with, what is our intrinsic wealth, that richness, you know, that lies within the hearts, that's from our souls. And intrinsic wealth, I feel, is a lot of different things. It's our soul's gifts and our soul's talents. It's our archetypes or those patterns of being that we came in to experiment with in this lifetime. They're the things that really we are passionate and empowered behind and feel joy in. And they do evolve over our journey as we unfold like a flower, seeing more and more layers of our beauty, of our hidden talents, of our wealth inside. And always, our purpose, you know, what drives us, is always going to be fulfilling to us. It's going to feel good to us. Now, I also believe that our soul blueprint, that we have a soul blueprint, and the soul blueprint does contain our life purpose, those things that we really want to give direction to and put power behind, and that we can access this soul blueprint. I access it through Akashic Records, which is our soul's records, through astrology, through numerology, through meditation, of course. By going in and asking those questions and going inward in meditation, in times of contemplation. Those times that are best for me are when I'm in nature, when I'm able to just quiet my mind and be in the love of Mother Earth, in the sound of the breeze and the trees and the beauty of a flower and in the birds gliding and dancing and singing. Those are the moments that take me away, and those are the moments, they're meditative moments for me. When I can reach into the so-called ethernet or higher wisdom and just kind of place a question out there and receive an answer. But knowing this information, knowing all of this information from your astrology or your numerology or your Akashic records even, won't do anything for you unless you reach into your heart and discern what you really desire, and then put some focus and direction towards that purpose, towards what you desire. Now, sometimes those purposes are healing purposes at first until we uncover the richness of our being. And that's what happened with me. I went down a healing path in order to uncover more of myself. And I feel sometimes, too, that we need this healing work to dismantle the beliefs that no longer serve our greater purpose in life. Like beliefs around, I'm not worthy enough. Or maybe it's a belief about poverty and struggle, or you have to work hard to really have things in your life. Or we can't be free. You know, we talked about the inner slave in past shows, where we feel a slave to our paradigms. That's why I actually became a healer, because something deeper inside of me was calling me to assist others to heal their hearts and mind. But I had a lot of stuff in the way that was really resisting the totality of who I really am. And I still have my days when I forget, I'll put that in quotations, that I forget the totality of who I am. And really all it is, it's being overshadowed by the beliefs of others that I'm buying into. But these days are fewer and fewer for me than ever before, as I become more blended with my higher consciousness, as I become more active in my purpose, and as I become more open to the inspiration that will guide me through the difficult times by putting my focus and attention on the resolution and on the solutions and not the problem. In that way, I align with the good rather than with the negative. And so now I am remembering more and more of my authentic self and unfolding into a fuller expression of my wisdom, and you will too. And basically what I'm saying is that purposeful living becomes a lot easier when you restore balance to your life and restore balance to your energy. And we've been working on that a little bit through the meditations. And so when you're more in alignment with what feels good to you, what fills your heart, then you are more guided towards your purposeful living. So I know, too, that this happens when we put focus and attention on what we want. You know, some people will goal-orient, and those goals have to really feel good to you. And when we put action towards that, that feels good to us, we're on purpose. We're doing the next step towards the fulfillment of our life's purpose, towards the fulfillment of our desires and wants. And so the easiest way to really desire or to discover your life purpose is to ask. You know, it's a world of ask and you shall receive. And I think we've forgotten that we have access to all of our soul's knowledge and wisdom, and even more beyond that. Edgar Cayce, who is a well-known prophet, and he was a channel and a medical intuitive back in the 1930s. Currently, the Cayce readings are maintained in this very huge library by the Association for Research and Enlightenment, or ARE, and his readings are known for their incredible accuracy and are still actually utilized today to help people in their healing process and in their journeys. But the Cayce readings suggest that we are closest to living our soul's purpose when we feel joyful, which is what I mentioned before. When we are in awe and wonder of life, when we are in the wonder of life around us, we are tuned into the rhythm of the nature of love. And when we are in service to others, we are patterning to the highest belief of love. And when we are deeply aware of our connection to God or Goddess or whatever deity you choose to call it, when we're tapped into that nature, then we learn faster and we tend to appreciate and be in gratitude more. And we awaken to a higher awareness of what love is all about, really. And personally, I did need guidance from others during my process. I really did. I needed it to help me to awaken to these higher states of being and living. And I found it in the form of mentors and, of course, in books and radio shows. And these people and these books helped me to put focus to what I was dreaming and what I wanted, and helped me to actuate in my life in a positive way. I still use mentors today, from time to time. But meditation and contemplation time and working with my angels and guides have helped me to really access sides of myself that wanted to be birthed through me. And that's why we feel the calling to do this, and that's why you're here today or listening back to the recording. It is really my hope is that this show will help you, your meditation process will help you to do all these things for you and more. So if you're interested in knowing more about your soul purpose and healing anything that's in the way of your soul purpose, I would really recommend that you take a look at a virtual product of mine that's called Restoring True Prosperity. And this is a 6-week MP3 healing program that takes you through a healing journey into the heart of prosperity. And for me, a prosperous life starts with a prosperous heart. It starts with a prosperous mind and a prosperous body that is in alignment with spirit and your inspiration. This is a program that I partnered with a beautiful person. Her name is Teresa Marone, who's also a healer and a teacher and a wonderful business guide as well. And she had training in Akashic Records as well. And so we take you on a journey through the Akashic Records, and each week has its different focus. So you can find out more about that underneath the services on my website at hearttransformations.com. And for anybody listening to the show or the recording of it, you can get $100 off of this product just from listening to this show by entering the code BONUS100 at the time of your purchase. And that's all caps, BONUS100. 100, all one word. So this is my gift to you today. It is a wonderful program. It is a program that we put a lot of heart and spirit into, and it will bring you into focus. And you can take as long as you want with it because you'll have the MP3, downloaded, and you can work longer in one portion of it. There are workbooks for you to go through as well. It's an experiential healing process that involves you and your spirit. And if at any time that you need additional guidance during this journey, feel free to come and connect with me. And I'll be happy to answer your questions and guide you towards another resource if it's not me, or another book maybe that will enhance your experience. But feel free to call me, and you can call me at 214-773-3128. Again, that's 214-773-3128 to get a direct line to me. That's my business line. Or you can email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. All right, so now we are going to go into the meditation portion of our show. And this meditation is designed to assist you in discovering your soul's purpose and awakening to a fuller expression of it. You'll be working with your inner wisdom today to access a higher expression of your soul. And this is so that you can know more about your soul's purpose and what would give your life more meaningful focus right now, or direction as a soul. If you want, you can even ask God or a deity of your choice to assist you today. Please feel free to put forth your own intentions. The intentions that I use are guidelines for you, so feel free also to create your own. You can use this meditation as often as you like until you feel guided to move on. After the meditation, if there's time, of course, we will open the lines intuitively, like I said before, to answer any questions about your soul purpose. So be sure to have the phone ready and call in at 347-327-9995 and dial 1 to be in the queue. So I'm going to start the music right now. Let's see. Let's do this one. And just start to sit comfortably with your back straight and your feet on the floor. And just breathe deeply in and out through your nose. Just gonna let the music come down to just a little low. And just breathe, taking those long inhales and long exhales. In and out through your nose, and allowing all of the energy of the day to just melt away with each of your breaths. And you can put your palms facing up in your lap if you want, or you can hold your favorite mudra. Focus on the sound of your breath, the sound of my voice, breathing in and out. And inhale. And just breathing deeply in and out. Just let the music go at this time. There's a little computer glitch. So I'm just going to have you listen to the sound of my voice. And just breathe in and out. When you're ready, you're going to state this intention in your mind. Beloved Higher Self, I ask that you assist me today in blending with my Source Self and in restoring my well-being. also to assist me today in accessing my inner wisdom so I may understand more about my life purpose and how to fulfill it. And just continue to breathe deeply in and out, relaxing your body. And we're going to start with your toes. And just putting your attention on your toes to relax your toes. And relax your feet, just breathing in and out. Letting your muscles just relax. And now your ankles. And breathing. With each exhale, just relaxing a little bit more. Now relaxing your thighs and your hip area, just allowing your body to settle into the chair. Just breathing out any discomfort. Just relaxing more and more. Every time you hear me say the word relax, you become more and more relaxed in your body. Your muscles just relax more and more. Now relax your stomach. In your pelvic area, remembering to take those deep belly breaths as you inhale, expanding your belly, and as you exhale, pulling your belly in and your diaphragm up, and relaxing in your chest now, getting all those muscles. Just expand with your breath, and on the exhale, relaxing even more. And relaxing your neck and your shoulders. We hold so much stress here, so just taking a little bit of time here to breathe into this area and exhale all the tension out through this area. And breathing in again, and exhaling out through the neck and the shoulders. And relaxing your body. If you need to, move in your neck a little bit, left to right and up and down. Just relaxing and breathing. I'm going to relax our arms all the way down to our forearms and our hands and our fingers. Now our jaw, and relaxing our facial muscles around our jaw and our neck. And all in our face and our brow area. Relaxing the tension in our brow. And now in our scalp, relaxing our scalp. And relaxing all the way through even our hair. Just letting it settle in. Relaxing and being present. Breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in. And breathing out. At your own pace, taking those deep breaths. Each breath taking you deeper and deeper into a relaxed state of being. Now, I just want you to imagine sitting before you is your higher self or your source self, whatever you want to call it. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's Goddess. But whoever you choose to work with today, if it's you, imagine yourself maybe in white robes, or just imagine yourself as you're dressed right now with a white glowing light all around you. And you feel the connection to this part of yourself as your hearts connect with maybe a beautiful green light that connects your heart to the heart of your higher self. And you just sit there now, just breathing in and out through your heart space, just allowing that connection. Taking those deep breaths, just imagining your heart opening. And we're going to ask your higher self at this time to assist you in knowing more about your life purpose. And what you can do, or what you need to empower behind it. Maybe you'll feel an inspired action. Maybe you'll feel a release in your body. Maybe you'll feel an opening or have a vision. Maybe you'll have a symbol that will come to you. Whatever it is, just allow however your higher self wants to bring it. Just breathe in and out. In and out through your heart. Allowing. Sometimes it's just a space for you to blend a little bit more with your higher self, or to restore balance. Harmony to your energy. But all is perfect. All is being given as you request. As you show up every day with this intention, just meditating, more and more will be given to you. Just breathing and listening, attuning to your heart, relaxing more if you need to. We'll take a few breaths more in and out. Another breath in, and out. One more breath in, and out. And now just continue to focus on your heart, thanking your higher self for this time, knowing that all is complete, that you can always come back to this again tomorrow, And you can stay here longer if you wish. Just be in the energy of your guidance and your soul. But for those of you who are ready, just begin to wiggle your toes and come back into your body and feel the space around you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And so this is a powerful time of the union of your soul. And you can imagine yourself always surrounded by white light too in this meditation, and add to it as you feel guided. And also remember too that this is going to build one upon the other as your soul begins to blend more and more with you. And so any of you who are ready to call in, if you want to call in, please do. The number is 347-327-9995. And you can dial a 1. If you're listening back to the recording and you do want guidance from me, you can always go to hearttransformations.com and sign up for a complimentary consult. It's a Heart Transformations Breakthrough Consult. And we can go into your soul's purpose in this session too. It's a session for you to really break through whatever it is you're struggling with. And it's my free gift to you. And it's a great way to see how I might work with you in the future if you're interested in working with me. It's also a great way for you to tap into what's your resistance. So that's free to you. It's complimentary. And it's open to anyone. And it doesn't have to be about soul purpose. It can be about other things that you're struggling with. I do want to take a little bit of time to promote Donnie Tan's next show, which is going to be next Tuesday morning. And it is September the 8th. And his guest will be Travis DiNicola, the executive director for the nonprofit literacy group called Indie Reads. And Travis and Johnny will be discussing the National Center for Family Literacy report. There's a report here that shows that children's literacy levels are strongly linked to the literacy levels of their parents. I guess I need to know how to say that word, especially their mothers. So, literate adults raise healthier, more successful children. They'll be talking about how Indy writes books to support adult and family literacy programs in Indiana. So please join Johnny Tan and his guest, Travis DiNicola, to support adult literacy. And this will be on from mymamastalkradio.com if you're interested in joining them. Again, I want to just remind you of the product that I talked about, Restoring True Prosperity, and that you can find on my website at hearttransformations.com under the services page. And again, you can receive $100 off if you are listening to this show or on this show by simply entering the bonus code BONUS100, and that is all one word, all in caps. And you can also access my free gift there on the homepage as well. That's called Healing and Awakening the Heart. It is a wonderful MP3 series as well, and it's great for people who are wanting to get back into meditation and into self-love and self-nurturing and self-care. I wanted to also remind you all today that all of the podcasts are available from the beginning of the show from April 7th on. And you can find them on From My Mama's Kitchen Blog Talk Radio. And to download the podcast, you simply go to that show's episode. And then on the upper right side, you'll see a little place of the screen. You'll see a little place to download the podcast. My upcoming show, which will air on September 15th, we are going to be talking about healing meditations again. And this is going to be a meditation working with one of the archangels. And the archangel Raphael is known for healing and oversees all of the healers, so he's very dear to my heart. And we'll be working with the energy of the green light, which we have done in previous meditations before, but this is just specifically around your core issues. So you'll want to come with your intents for healing for this show. It will be a deep meditation that will take you into a doorway of love and of peace. And there, you know, Archangel Raphael will have comments, I'm sure, and guidance for us that will come through me, which I'll journey into prior to the show, and even possibly on the show as well for any of the callers. Typically, when I open up that way, they'll come through with inspiration for you as well. And Archangel Raphael, there's all kinds of information online about Archangel Raphael, on all the archangels, actually. And he is only one of the many archangels that are healing angels. There's a whole, you know, group of healing angels that you can work with. And Archangel Raphael has always been a kind, wonderful being to work with, who has helped me through inner child wounds, who has helped me with addictions, who has helped me with, you know, sugar cravings and things of that nature that I felt addicted to, television. And those things he will continue to help to heal this planet on, and many, many other things. Whatever your block may be, whatever you're having issues with, also he is the overseer of travel, of safe travel. So anytime you want to travel safely, get to and from your travels in a safe way, not only safely but also on time, he's great for that too. And Archangel Raphael too has a loving divine essence that will help you to abundantly fulfill any desire that you want. By calling on him anytime, even outside of this show. So I say to you, feel free to do that and to look them up online, any of the archangels. Also, I wanted to let you know that in the month of October, I'll be having a guest speaker. That will be October the 6th, and that will be a pranayama expert. I'll have clips on the Blog Talk Radio pages on who is upcoming and what the show's focus will be for the next show. And also the shows air every first and third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. So this is a time for you to come as moms and share in the joy of your spirit, but also a time for you to come and self-nurture and to focus on your garden and what you want to grow and nurture in your journey, in your life. Because even though we bore children and we want the best for them, we're here to catalyze change in our own lives too. And that starts with our hearts opening towards ourselves and releasing those limiting beliefs and those, you know, feelings that we have to do certain things in order to be perfect, a perfect mom or a perfect mother, you know, perfect wife, a perfect, you know, worker bee or whatever it might be. I know I had my battles with perfectionism, and those led to me really being tough on myself and critical of myself. And we all have this piece of ourself. I tend to call it the inner saboteur and the inner victim, or that inner critic that just wants to, you know, beat up on us. And we have to be mindful of the words, but sometimes it comes in this sort of loop that we just can't get out of, and it gets stuck. It gets stuck in our energy. And these meditations can help to release this, especially when we work with these light beings and these angels. Because we are harmonics. Everything in this universe is sound. And we are sound. We are. So we can heal with sound and with light and with color, which is a frequency. And thought has frequency. Emotion has frequency. So anytime that we can let go of that emotion, that negative emotion and those negative self-talk, and start to tell a different story, anytime we can do this, we start to build our resonance. And as this feels good to us, we are then in alignment with what our soul desires for us. It's when we feel crappy and we feel disgruntled and we feel even stressed out when we're not in alignment with the totality of who we are, with a bliss that is truly meant for us. And for me, you can find bliss in so many different ways. I found it a lot of times in the giggle of my children, in just that moment of getting carried away in their laughter, because they are so Sorry, I don't have my headphones on, so you're hearing that. But what I would like to say, that I made a few mistakes today in my show, so just bear with those little glitches today, those technical glitches, as I come into my technical genius with the show. And know, too, that we can come back into balance anytime as we put forth our focus into the heart of what we truly desire. And so for me, I just want to close with, I love you all. I thank you for being here. I thank you for being on the show and listening today. We're going to close off just a little bit early, and I'm going to play the ending music. Go in love, go in light. I'm here for you in those avenues that I talked about on From My Mama's Kitchen, of course, but also by emailing me and going to Meditation for Moms on Facebook. Take care. Until next time, love and light.